I thank all of you very much for kindly coming to this Gora meditation evening. I see many people I do know. In fact, most of you are known for me, but I want to really take the time to greet Prashant and his family. They have come by an almost acrobatic act from Delhi to Berlin and brought their two children with them. They are taken care of, they are playing outside. Good thing. Very nice to see you in our community and all of you. Ashish, I believe, is the first time here in the Dharma Castle, and his good wife Draupadi or Devaki?
Devaki,
yes, wonderful. Welcome. It's quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I also see Jayadeh, and I got to know you a few days ago. Please tell me your name again.
Matthias.
Matthias, good, the super Matthias. Fine, and we are three people, Madhusudan. And he's got wife and a child. Very nice to see all of you. And also welcome all of you whose name I may not remember at this moment. I will be giving a Gora meditation evening. I think there's Maitreya Muni who will accompany me. He's the reincarnation of Gaur Krishna. this evening. Who is Madanga? Yes, Tamshita Krishna is on the Madanga. And also, yes, everyone else. The Gora Lila meditation, or Gora meditation, is something that has been going on since a long time. And we will broadcast this on the internet. There are so many who always appreciate such broadcasts. This puts me in a slightly uncomfortable situation because I will have to be aware of this camera more than I usually like to be aware. It's only for 1 hour, and then we will switch it off and be amongst ourselves. I think it's necessary that the two-dimensional world, the virtual world, is not totally conquering and then pushing aside the three-dimensional world where we have personal contact with each other. And Hare Krishna Bhagavad Dharma, it is nice. I hope all you your back will feel very energetic after this program. Good. All right, we are ready to start. Hare Krishna, I want to greet you, my dear internet audience. We are not alone today on the internet. We are here in the Dharma Castle, like we always used to be for this Gora meditation evening. There are many wonderful devotees and guests and friends who have come this evening, and I feel I have something very exciting to share, something which is very close to my own heart, which should make this session quite alive. So I would like to immediately start. We will sing just Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and then some Hare Krishna mantra. The Adha Madhava has been already sung by our Karuna Sindhu very beautifully. So please sing along, and then we will quickly go into the subject today. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to the 12 forests of Vrindavan. This is really nice.
Krishna Chaitanya,
sie Gold in die Deike. What do you do when you see a holy person? What do you do when you see a holy mountain or a holy place? You walk around it. I remember many years ago, I met the well-known mountain climber, Reinhold Messner. He has gone up the Mount Everest without even an oxygen mask. He's known as one of the most accomplished ones. He shared with me something. He had gotten permission from the Chinese government to scale a mountain which was never climbed before. This is very, very tempting for any mountaineer. Mount Kailash. Mount Kailash is a sacred mountain where four main religions of the world go and worship it. And he said, I came with my equipment and my film crew to the sacred mountain, but then when I stood before its majestic beauty, I just couldn't scale it. I could not bring my mountain boots on the sacred mountain. And then he looked at me and said, you don't trample with boots on the head of a god. Reinhold Messner. I said, genau. Exactly. And then told him that I had been to the same sacred mountain a few years before he went there, and I had done what the tradition recommends to anyone who comes before some thing, someone, or some place that is holy. I had done a circumambulation, walked around. This is what we will discuss today. We will discuss what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did when he finally visited the sacred forests of Vrindavan. And we have some information. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left Jagannath Puri to go on this historic pilgrimage to Vrindavan, the first night he could not sleep. And his servant Balabhadra said, you can't sleep, my lord. The moon has risen and still sleep has not come to you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu responded. He said, I don't think I will sleep this night because I feel in my heart so much the separation from Vrindavan. Now, where I am finally able to do this journey, I think always about the holy places of Vrindavan, and I feel, when will I arrive? During his whole pilgrimage to Vrindavan, you know, he had to walk for 3 months. He was asking every day, when do I come to Vrindavan? It is said his ecstasy increased 1,000 times when he was on his way to Vrindavan. And that's inconceivable if you consider how much ecstasy he felt in Jagannath Puri, and even more ecstasy. Yes, Vrindavan is a very special place. It's the pastime place of Krishna. There is a very nice recommendation about going to Vrindavan. in the fourth canto. There we find Narada Muni talking to Dhruva. Tata gacha badram te yamuna yastatam shuchi punyam maruvanam yatra sanidhyam nityadahare. My dear boy, I wish all fortune to you. You should go to the bank of the Yamuna, where there is a virtuous forest named Maruvan, and there you should be purified. Just by going there, one draws nearer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always lives there. So this is the point. Just by going to Vrindavan, one comes closer to Krishna. It's almost like visiting a person in his home place. When you go there, you are very close to that person. And Srila Prabhupada, he says in the purport, places of pilgrimage yield a special advantage for a devotee in quickly advancing his spiritual life. Lord Krishna lives everywhere, but still it is very easy to approach him in holy places of pilgrimage, because these places are inhabited by great sages. When you come to Vrindavan, the atmosphere is filled with the experience and the sadhana, the spiritual practice, of these great people who lived there and who in many cases had the personal darshan of Lord Krishna. What should one do when one goes to a holy place? Well, follow the footprints or the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, see the pastimes places. Then, give up all hesitation and pay obeisances and touch the dust of the holy place. And Prabhupada says, because Krishna walks in Vrindavan, this dust is touched by his lotus feet. And anything which is Krishnarized has special potency. You see this whenever you become more in contact with the spiritual energy. You go beyond, you step up your efforts. So the Krishna has left a certain energy in the dust. It is said, he gives his love, which is in the heart, through three things. His kisses, when Krishna kisses the gopis. His flute song, when he blows into his flute and the song goes out. Anyone who hears this flute song hears a love song. And he gives his love through his lotus feet. And therefore, the dust contains Krishna's love. When someone tells me on WhatsApp, should we bring you something from Vrindavan? I say, bring some dust. That's the best. So touch the dust, bathe in the various lakes there. It is said this brings blessing. For instance, one lake, when you bathe in the lake, all the knowledge of the Vedas, without reading them, becomes revealed to you. I did take the bath in the lake, but I must be a particular foolish living entity. So after some time, so I still need notes, but after some time I think it will come. In Vrindavan there are special things, for instance, in the greater area of Vrindavan that counts Mathura, there's one stone which is yellow because Krishna, when he was a small little baby, urinated on it. Any other stone would not be special. There's some where a human being would have done this, but Krishna is pavitram, that is absolutely pure. Everything about him is pure. That's why we like to eat his remnants. The food which is touched by him is distributed as prasadam, because everything becomes pure. Or we like to chant his holy name, because if we do, our heart becomes purified. So also this yellow stone is extremely powerful in purifying anyone who makes a pilgrimage there. So yes, you go to all these holy places, and then you put on a magnifying glass that allows you to see what is there. We are sometimes blinded. Our naked, unaided eye cannot see spirit. But if you hear from people who are whose heart is pure and who are realized about the pastimes of Krishna, they just somehow it's like a magnifying glass that you can see this. The result of going on pilgrimage is that vibhava increases in you. Vibhava is a particular mood, a particular ecstasy in the heart that comes when you have an udipan that is a stimulant. I would like to give you an example. When a mother goes to the temple and sees before the temple door these impressive array of shoes, you know, you can, when you go out, you please inspect our temple door. There's always a few, many shoes are parked there. They have their parking places. And so when a mother goes to the temple room and sees the little sandals of her little baby, seeing them amongst all the other impressive shoes, which are the sport shoes from Nike. You know, you look outside, they are very impressive shoes today. But amongst all of them, she sees these little sandals and goes and starts to cry. You asked her why. You say, she will say, when I see these shoes, my bhava, my feelings are stimulated. I remember the child, my child. And so in the same way, when someone goes on sacred pilgrimage and sees these holy places and hears about Krishna's pastimes there, what happens to him is that a very special ecstasy that is directed to Krishna happens. I'm sorry, you needed to hear all this to now understand what went on when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan. As I said before, he was ecstatic in all other places. His ecstasy increased when he was just on the road to Vrindavan, but when he reached Vrindavan finally, it was amazing. We hear that he walked the path of love. Whenever he saw a peacock feather or a cow, he fainted and fell into a bush or somewhere because he could not deal with the upsurge of transcendental energies. In Vrindavan, they say, when there are seven cows walking and you cannot see the cow, a cowherd boy, there's no cowherd boy there. It means there's Krishna there in an invisible form, walking behind these seven cows. Oh. So when you sit in Vrindavan and you see these seemingly wild roaming cows, when there are seven and above, Krishna is somewhere there. Hare Krishna. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw a peacock feather, which reminded him so much of Krishna, and the cows, he would faint in transcendental ecstasy. He came to one small forest. It's called Kumudvan. He did what is to be done when you're on pilgrimage. He had two people with him, Balabhadra and one Krishnadas, who lived in Vrindavan. So he asked Krishnadas, what happened in this forest? And Krishnadas said, well, this is a forest of Kumud quarrel. The forest of quarrel, the quarrel forest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eagerly asked, please tell me all details. Because whatever is in Vrindavan, even quarrel is ecstatic. And then Krishnadas told him, well, once Krishna and Balaram were playing. Krishna was on one side with his group of cowherd boyfriends and Balaram on the other with his group. And when they were playing, a quarrel broke loose over the rules. Krishna said, you are cheating, Balaram. Balaram said, no, these are the rules. You set them down before. Now you want to change them. This is not right. Krishna said, no, you are changing them. So soon, a quarrel broke loose about the rules. And because Krishna and Balaram were quarreling, not because of frustration and anger, but because of love. The love spread all around the forest. Soon the cows began quarreling with each other. The monkeys began quarreling. The insects and birds and parrots, without knowing why they were quarreling. Because love is highly infectious. When you see someone who is loving Krishna, when you hear his kirtan, wow, it somehow comes to your heart as well. So in the middle of it, Krishna said, why are we quarreling? And Balaram said, I don't know. It was just loving ecstasy which was there. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these beautiful pastimes. The cows came and pressed forward to lick him. The birds and doves came, and birds began to circle over the place where he was walking, because they recognized him. This is our Lord Krishna. He has come again. So finally, he came to one special place. It is called Arita Gram. Who of you knows how we call this place nowadays? Bhagavadama.
Radhakund.
Radhakund, yes, Radhakund. So, when, but this was only a small village. So it is said, when Lord Chaitanya entered this village, he came back to his senses. His perception was absolutely there. And he asked, where is Radhakund? And where is Shyamakund? And the people who were living there said, we have never heard about Radhakund and Shyamakund. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the scriptures say that there is a pond which is where Srimati Radharani, which represents Srimati Radharani, and just next to the pond is a pond which represents Krishna. In fact, it is said that the love of Radha is in Radhakund, and the love of Krishna is deposited in Shyamakund. And I wish to take my bath to save my wretched life that is without any love. The villagers said, I'm sorry, I don't know if we can help you. But there's a rice field, and in the rice field there is something like a little, like a big pool. I only know the German word, eine Pfütze. There is
puddle.
A puddle. Oh, there is a puddle. And one of these puddles, and next to it is another puddle. Out there in the field, you feel, see these few, two puddles. We call one Gorikon, because it looks a little bit yellowish, the water. And the second we call Kalikond, because it looks a little black. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this place, he became totally ecstatic. He jumped into the puddle and he started to say, Ihadharakund. Then he jumped into the puddle just next to it and shouted, Iha Syamakund. When he finally had taken his bath, he took the mud from the place and made a tilak on all 12 places in the body, and he told his servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya, you kindly should collect this mud. I want to take it now with me and want to always, always make my tilak from this. When the villagers saw this, behavior, they were greatly surprised. Someone said, oh brother, when I see the sannyasi there in the fields, I cannot understand what is happening in my body. This is, by the way, important for us, because anyone who saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a similar reaction. He just cannot be a mortal sannyasi, said another. When I see him, I cannot explain what is happening in my mind. Rupa Goswami has described this. He said, one day I was doing my household activities in Time Waver, at home. I saw an ecstatic person passing by the door. Now I don't know what happened to me. I do not have any desire to continue to stay at home. I want to run freely through the world and call out, Krishna, Krishna. Yes, this is happening. Someone else said, who says he is a sannyasi? That's wrong. This is wrong. He is Krishna himself. Just see the proof. So many kinds of birds are coming for his darshan. The cuckoos come, the parrots come, and they speak in human voice, Krishna, to him. The peacocks are dancing in jubilation. Ha, my ear is so pleased to hear these birds. And just look at the trees. He just comes by and they start to burst in flower. Oh, brother. And see what they do with all their flowers. They shower it on that person who's disguised as a sannyasi. So the villagers were just talking amongst themselves. Mm-hmm. And while they were talking, one said, by his mercy, I can now understand that these two paddy fields known as Kali and Gauri are actually holy lakes. My dear everyone, you cannot see Vrindavan with these eyes. You cannot see Krishna with these eyes. You cannot hear the holy name with these ears. You cannot even understand yourself with your own brain, because the world of spirit is removed from the world of matter, and you can only cross this borderline if your eyes are smeared with a particular ointment, that is love. Who of you has been to Radhakund and Syamakund? Wow, that is many. Madhusudan, you have visited? Wow. Prashant, you have visited? Wow. I'm impressed. What have you seen? It's a good question. The author of this book, Bhakti Ratnakar, said, I have seen something and I went to Radhakund and I have written a song about it and I will sing it now. He is putting the lines of the song in his book. He says, Krishna is enjoying the beauty of Radhakund. The Kund is full of pure water and lotus flowers. The bumblebees hum among the lotuses, and a gentle breeze causes small ripples in the water. There is a terrace, and it is covered with paintings, and the birds and peacocks sing and dance as Radha and Krishna swing on a golden bejeweled swing hanging from a tree. This song, composed by Narahari Chakravarti, tells us a little bit about, this. What I find is the reappearing theme in my own practice of Krishna consciousness. Seeing but not seeing, and then not seeing, and all of a sudden seeing. Hearing, but not hearing. But then when some mercy comes, not hearing, and all of a sudden hearing. This elevation of the consciousness from the material consciousness to the plane of pure spiritual consciousness is something which Lord Brahma talks about. You can be seen in the heart when one's eyes are smeared with the balm of love. So, I want to come. This Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there at Radhakund and he sang one prayer to Radhakund, which I request you to sing along with me. Maybe Muni, Raj, you can just make the same time of tonality. It is, the prayer is saying, just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Lord Krishna, so her lake, known as Radhakund, is in the same way very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved. Let's chant this. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos.
Yata Radha Priya Vishnos.
Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata. Sarva Gopishu Saivaika.
Sarva Gopishu Saivaika.
Vishnur Atyanta Vallabha.
Vishnur Atyanta Vallabha.
It's all right, Muni. I will do it. This is easier. Everyone, please. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos.
Yata Radha Priya Vishnos.
Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata.
Tasya Kundam Priyam
says Radhakund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. In fact, we hear that sometimes in this loving mana, loving quarrel mood, which happens even in the divine couple. Understand, it's not out of frustration, this loving quarrel, not out of anger, like our quarrels in this world. No, it's a loving quarrel. Then Krishna and Radha says, I won't see you, Krishna, any longer. I have given away all my dark bluish cloth. I have stopped my worship of Shalagram Shila, who's black, because I don't want to have anything to do with anything that reminds me of you. Go now, Syam. Go to those who can relieve your aching heart, but don't come here. So at that time, Krishna goes to Radhakund. He offers flowers to Radhakund. He worships the Kund with a little incense, and he prays, Srimati Radharani, you are fully present in this lake. Kindly accept my worship and accept me again. You will see in Radhakund the pilgrims who do the same thing. Have you seen? They come to the Kund, but not with empty hearts. They don't come being sweaty and frustrated by the people who always ask them for donations. No, they come armed with incense and flowers to pray to Srimati Radharani to please accept them. So Lord Chaitanya stayed there, and then he continued, and this is what we will be ending with today, and went on Govardhan Parikrama. He circumambulated the sacred mountain of Govardhan. Now, on top of this mountain is a temple which you can see still. It is a temple in which a self-manifested deity is worshipped. This deity was not made by a craftsman. This deity appeared out of Govardhan. One time a great devotee saw how from the deity, from the mountain, a hand outside of a mountain came. And he looked and he could understand, this is the deity. He was a farmer who had seen this. His name was Sadhu Pandey. He had found that every day one of his cows would climb the mountain and would pour the milk in her udders onto something. So he said, I want to find out what is wrong with my cow. Why does she let loose of the milk? So he had followed the cow. And when he had seen the Sadhu Pandey, that the cow had given milk, there was a hand coming and a head coming and received the milk, he knew Krishna is there. This is another story which the one we are accustomed, and by another narration, a great devotee called Madhavendra Puri found it. So anyways, this form of the Lord is worshipped in a beautiful temple on top of the was worshipped on, now it's somewhere else, the deity is somewhere else, but it was worshipped at Lord Chaitanya's time on the top of the mountain. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slept that night in Haridev, and he saw again and again the form of the Lord, who is known as Goparaj. We worship him in our little place where we stay, both in a form as well as in a form of a Shila. The Shila is at the moment in Amsterdam, where they have a 9-hour kirtan and so on. Anyways, so Lord Chaitanya in the night saw this form, and the Lord kept calling him. the Lord has one hand which goes like this. This deity has one hand that goes like this. Often devotees think this is the hand which carried the Govardhan hill, but it's not. This form, this hand goes like this, not like this. This hand means, come, come, I'm calling you. Come, don't waste your time any longer. And the other hand is in a fist, it's here. The Lord has it here. It means, in my hand, I have something which I want to give you. This is pure love. And the Lord is standing like this. He doesn't look out like this. I should not imitate this deity. He looks down to his feet. His eyes are slanted down to the feet because with his eyes he says, when you come to me, surrender to my lotus feet, because then I will give you the precious gift of love. Bhakti, pure bhakti. Come, come, whoever you are, come, come, wherever you stay, come, I have something for you. But you need to surrender to my feet. Then you get it, only then. This is this deity. So Lord Chaitanya felt caught. He felt the Lord is calling me. But in his mind he said, how can I see him? He's on the top of the sacred mountain. I will never climb with my feet the mountain. It's not possible to bring the feet on the top of the Lord, because Giriraj is seen by Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas as both Krishna, the servant, but also Krishna, they said. I will not see. So the Lord at that time decided to do something. He put an idea into one of the villagers who lived in the village nearby. It is Anyur village. And the villager got up early in the morning. He saw a phalanx of Turkish soldiers coming towards the Govardhan hill, and he understood they have heard about this most beautiful deity of Krishna, and they will steal it from the temple, and they will commit unspeakable atrocities to the deities. So the villager was making this sound. Everyone, we need to bring this deity in to safety. So they rushed up to the temple. The villagers said, the soldiers are coming. And Ramdas, Sadhu Pandey, and Kumbandas were there, three people. They put the deity on the back of a buffalo. The buffalo was walking with it. And they put a black cloak around him, a schwarzer Umhang. So that no one would recognize him, and they brought him to a village called Ganthuli Gram. And there, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had heard about this rumor and who had smiled about it, there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could fulfill the dream his own dream. That is, he wanted to see Gopal and dance for him. That's what you do when you see Krishna. You either pay your obeisances or you dance. It's so ecstatic. So he said, Lord Chaitanya said he went to this beautiful deity and he said a beautiful prayer.
Vamastamara sakshasya, bhuja danda sapatuva,
Ujjananda sapatuva,
Grida kanduka tam yena,
Grida kanduka tam yena,
Nito govadano giri,
Nito govadano giri.
May the left arm of Shri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you. I have to correct myself. I said the Lord calls you with the right arm. No, it's the left arm. May the left arm of Shri Krishna, whose eyes are like the petals of a lotus flower, always protect you. With his left arm he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy. So this is the deity. The left arm of Krishna should always protect you. It's very strong because he lifted with it a mountain. Usually when you do weightlifting, you do both hands. But Lord Krishna took only his left hand, and not the whole hand, but only the pinky. And not the whole pinky, no, only the nail on the pinky, and he carried it. So I think that the other hand, he called us. So we get a lot of details from various directions with his left arm. May that strong arm always protect you. My dear listeners, I wish the same for you. May the left arm of the Lord always protect you. It's left arm means it's easy for him. You do the easy things with the left and the difficult things with the right. Like writing, for instance. Most of us do with the right hand. Some left hands we have also. I think I'm not any tired of this. Yes,
yeah.
Wir verstehen dich, wir machen keine Unterschiede. So after 3 days, after 3 days, it was understood. The rumor was baseless. There was no army of Turkish soldiers. There was just an arrangement of the Lord who wanted to be seen by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who wanted to give his darshan to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ram Das, his priest, said, it seems our Lord put a rumor into the world that there was danger, and that's why we, his pujaris or priests, took him into the safe Ganduli village and hid him in the house of a Brahmana. So it seems he has done this to become visible to you. But tell me, Mahaprabhu, how will your followers in the future have the darshan of this Lord who is worshipped on the top of the hill where they can't go? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something very important. He said, the love in their hearts will draw the Lord from up where he stays down to where the devotees are. The Lord will again move down the hill to give darshan to the devotees. And this was true. Few hundred years later, the deity event took place called Natatwala in Rajasthan. He was brought there, this time on bullock cart, and he was he's worshipped there up to this day. But I found this statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very significant. The Lord, who's up there, he is drawn by the love in the heart of his devotees to appear to give his audience to the devotees. This is true in kirtan, for instance. Don't you also feel like me sometimes when we sing for so long, one becomes tired? At that time, our perspective is maybe no longer so spiritual that we can see kirtan as it is. But when we can just maintain our deep surrender to Krishna, our attachment, then Krishna becomes really present in our heart through kirtan. By love, the Lord who is high up there feels drawn to come down in even my heart. Or don't we feel this when we see the deity, when we look at the form of the Lord? Sometimes we feel so far away. We pray, couldn't you just come a little bit closer? The 2 meters which separate my eye from you who are standing on the altar seem to me 2,000 light years. So much I feel distant from you. Yes, by love, by bhakti, the distance becomes shortened. I like the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and my dear devotee, if you study the astonishing pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you follow the process of Krishna consciousness which the Lord gave, then this gift of love is leaving the fist of the Lord and it is coming down to you, your heart, so that you can see him through the enhanced visions, through the eyes smeared with the balm of Krishna consciousness. So I would like to do now at the close 2 things. I will guide you in a little Gora meditation, and after the Gora meditation we will sing a little kirtan. And I will now see was kannst du für eine Melodie, die auch ich kann? Kannst du mal einspielen? Vielleicht die Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare. Was war der zweite Teil?
I'm sorry, we are putting a melody together here. Oder irgendeine. Gib mal eine vor. I'm sorry, I was... you should see the temple we are... then you understand what is going on. Let us simply do a few relaxed breaths. When you inhale, stay with your incoming breath. And each time you exhale, you breathe normally, stay with the outgoing breath. Do the inhaling and exhaling. And As you exhale, try to make the exhale a little bit longer than you usually do. Yes, just breathe out a little bit over the edge where you normally stop your breath. You will see how your breath automatically deepens. Appreciate how absolutely relaxed yet alert you are. And come with me to Vrindavan. Maybe you see a beautiful landscape. The high trees, birds who call out, the sounds of the birds are very pleasing to the ears. And there in the forest of Vrindavan is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The deers come near him. They stare at his face with undivided attention. From all the sides, cows run close to him. They come from the front. There's some cows coming from the left and right side. And they all gaze at his face. Dear everyone, in our mind's eye, let us offer obeisances unto the lotus feet of that Lord who has incarnated to enlighten the people of the world. By invoking his presence, we can chant the holy name with devotional feelings.
Thank you. Krishna.
Kabuki. I thank all of you very, very much for kindly participating in this go-around meditation evening. I'm very motivated to continue with this program, so you will find us when it is, just watch the invitations either online or which are sent to you by email. All the best and Hare Krishna. Good. Fine.
Now it can be normal again.
I personally have a very ambivalent relationship to this technology, but of course, if we can send Krishna conscious messages into this Prajalpa monster called internet, then it's good. yeah, thank you very much for being here. I'm personally very much thinking of Vrindavan, and I don't know if you know already, but in the 9th of October, that's really the date, we will be opening our Govardhan Retreat Center, which we have built for the last so many years. There are 240 beds in there, and it is a little bit removed from the busy, you know, Parikrama path, but near enough to be, you are there in 3 minutes, and you can go through the wall. Maybe you have seen now, Giriraj is declared to be one of the wonders of the world, protected areas of the world, and a very solid wall has been built around him to protect this. The Modi government has done a lot of preserving sacred places, Krishna has made an arrangement so that we could come close. This wall is very high, you can't really move or climb it. Just like he made an arrangement so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see him, and he made this arrangement that his devotees in the future can see him. The Lord has also made an arrangement that we can come close to Giriraj. There is a hole in the wall which was made there by Brijbasis. Something quite tragic had happened. One Nilagao, who used to go there to pasture, all of a sudden saw this huge wall, and she felt motivated in her heart to take to try to jump it, but she got entangled on the spears. There's types of spears on the wall, and died an unfortunate death. I feel very sad because of this. She was buried then by the Brijbasis in the ground on the other side, and they were hammering a hole into the wall. And it is possible now you can't cross the wall. There are I know a few places where you can cross it, but normally there are no places like this, but you can go there and go to this little forested patch where we started some 20 years ago giving Govardhan retreats under the ancient trees with the parrots and so on. Mm. From Germany, devotees have also come there, and from the international thing, and yeah. So now there is a retreat center, all by Giriraj Mercy, and it will be opened on the 9th of October. We will make a bullet car procession around Govardhan. We will be dressed in turbans and colorful garments and sing and dance all the while, just like it was done 500 years ago. Bullock cart kirtan, and we will collect all the water from all the sacred lakes and give our very large shilas on the property a beautiful abhishek. And we will also invite all the saints. We will have a second opening. One is an opening for the public of our, for the ISKCON public. But then the second is for the locals. And I'm looking forward very much to this. And the sadhus come in from everywhere and bless this program to spread the Krishna Katha and the glories of Vrindavan. As good as possible, yeah. So I'm feeling very eager to go there. Last year I was so fortunate to go there during Kartik time. Now I'm hoping that Krishna will allow me again. And I heard when Lord Chaitanya did his Govardhan Parikrama, he took 3 days. Can you imagine why? He just didn't move like this, but he walked the path of ecstasy where he sometimes could not continue. He fell on the ground, he laughed. Yes. Hare Krishna. Yeah, nice to see all of you. I have an invitation. We celebrate Nishina Chaturdasi very soon on the farm. I've always seen that during Nishina Chaturdasi, the Lord is very merciful, and we have a beautiful probe. There are 800 people registered already. Yeah, I'm surprised because devotees want to. Devotees want to break out of the lockdown, and you know, this is an ongoing subject matter. I want to say some rumors. I heard that we are locked down with our body and mind in this world, and die Hintermänner haben das gemacht. The people behind, you know, Maya and her agents. I heard this. This is, I mean, scandalous. So that devotees want to break out of this. And that is a good motivation. Fine. So. Thank you all for coming. It's so nice also for me to be again with live people. You cannot imagine 2 years of being only before the camera. I almost lost my eyesight. And now we have the genies out of the bottle. No chance are holding me. Hare Krishna. During lockdown, I was also secretly traveling a lot. I mean, but what can revolutionaries do? Fine. So I want to thank you very much for coming. I don't know, do we serve prasadam to the devotees today? Anyone knows?
Yes. Ananda says yes.
Yeah, Ananda knows, yes, fine. So, then I think we disperse here, we lösen es auf, also dieses hier im Tempel, and associate a little bit outside. I just wanted to ask three devotees, Toshita, vielleicht kannst du gerade kommen, weil ich weiß, du fährst wahrscheinlich früher weg. Ashish, please catch Vinay, catch, find him and bring him here. Yeah?
Sure.
Good. So, Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!